You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media for this Tuesday afternoon. Don't forget to buy your tickets for the All-Day Ag Outlook. It's the 6th day of March, not very far away, and we'll have a whole lot to discuss on that day. We'll have more than a dozen of our analysts on hand, and we'll take up the weather. We'll look at dicamba and some of the changes that have been taking place both in Washington, D.C. and Chicago. Tickets are just $30. You can buy them online at willag.org, W-I-L-L-A-G. O-R-G. Now let's take up the weather forecast with Don Day. He's at Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Hey, thanks, Don, for being with us today.
Good to see you.
Tell me a little bit about Argentina. Weekend rainfall, maybe, and then what the next 10 days looks like.
Oh, yeah. It's been really touch and go, as we know, with Argentina this growing season. And it's going to be basically more of the same. The better rains, at least here in the short term, are going to stay in the western and northwest areas of Argentina, especially in the mountain areas, having a hard time reaching the growing areas. Now, late in the weekend and early next week, we do see some rains getting into some of those northern and western areas, as well as the far northeast areas of Argentina. But relative to normal, if you add up the rainfall, it's still going to be drier than normal over most areas. So while there is a little bit of rain in the forecast, keyword there is a little. I don't know if it'll be enough to help or not.
Farmers in Brazil, especially the Northern Arc, have been hard at it trying to harvest the crops. What kind of conditions are they working in?
Well, they'll have to dodge some raindrops. It's a pretty active weather pattern in Brazil, except in the far southern areas, but even those areas will be susceptible to some rain. There may be enough rain to cause a few delays, especially in those northern areas.
Tell me about the weather forecast here. Boy, we have been pummeled for the last couple of days from this part of the world on to the east.
Yeah, I tell you, and there's more coming, especially the weather that we have in the Midwest now is going to be drifting eastward slowly, getting into the southeastern Corn Belt, into the southern and eastern areas of the Ohio Valley. There's a lot of activity between just a huge, massive high-pressure ridge just off the east coast and a big, very cold trough off the west coast. And in between those troughs and those ridges, we've got a lot of rain, ice, snow, and crazy weather, and that's going to continue. There's going to be some areas of the southern and southwest Corn Belt that will have as much as 4 inches of water or more out of this before it's all said and done between now and the weekend.
Hey, thanks so much. We appreciate you being with us.
Thank you.
That, of course, is Don Day. He is with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming.